thing, a brand that we are starting to hear a lot more of now in our coastal community, Club Med. It's on the radar in a big way, and not just in terms of their fantastic ski holidays and Mauritian packages, but the fact that Club Med Tinley is on the cards. It is officially a thing. It is happening. It's coming our way, and this development is going to be such a game changer in terms of what it's going to do for the local tourism industry, for the property industry, for the spotlight that's going to shine on the KZN North Coast globally. And I don't think enough people appreciate it. So that's why right now I'm really excited to be getting into a proper conversation with someone who knows a thing or two about what's in the pipeline from the company that are working hard to make this thing happen, the developers, Collins Residential, welcoming to the microphone Trinley Tilbrook, who is the development manager and a guy who is very privy to what is unfolding and what will be unfolding over the next couple of years. Trinley, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, thanks, Mike. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us online, and good morning to your listeners.
It's been something I've been very keen to lock down, a proper interview with the guys from Collins Residential to find out how it's all going. Since we had a really razzling media event at the Oyster Box with the official Club Med delegation, the president, Henri Giscard d'Estaing, was there, along with the French ambassador, and we had Nomsa Dubengube representing our local government. And of course, the Collins team was there, Murray Collins, outlining the vision for this thing and kind of painting a picture of how long it's been in the works and how significant this is going to be. I saw lots of light bulbs kind of going on in the room, people really getting it and clicking. And since then, I've been itching to kind of really do a story on the radio. So let's dive straight in, because you're much more in the loop than I am with all of this stuff. And maybe you can provide us with a brief overview of the historical journey of Club Med Tinley, and looking at some of the milestones, some of the developments since the official announcement in September this year.
Sure, Mike. Yeah, geez, it has been quite a journey, dating back to around 2016 when we met the guys from Club Med at Kigali. It was at a hotel investment forum, and that's where the journey started. We were actively looking to bring an international resort developer to South Africa, just because of the catalytic nature thereof. So since 2016, we've been going through a process of getting our environmental approvals, getting our zoning, getting our securing water, sanitation, design feasibilities, etc.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It is. I think we know a lot of work goes into these developments. And I think with a resort development of this scale, I think in particular, we got to a point around late 2019, early 2020, when we were good to go. And unfortunately, then the world came to a grinding halt, as we know.
This was something that, obviously put a spanner in the works of many a major project and development. But during that time, a lot of work has been going on in the background, and things didn't entirely grind to a halt. They just sort of repositioned. And so it was with a great sigh of relief, I think, this September, when there was the official signing ceremony and it was officially a go, putting to bed all the rumors that it was just, you know, this white elephant and it would never really actually materialize. Well, now we know it's happening. And maybe you can share some insights on, you know, how this collaboration has progressed since that COVID moment that sort of forced the timelines to be completely pushed out. And especially during the recent meetings in South Africa with the Club Med team, how do you see that all playing out?
Sure. Yeah, I think Club Med throughout COVID and then floods and riots and the challenges in trying to raise finance were incredible. They saw this as one of the sort of premier resorts around the world, and we chatted about it a bit earlier about the bush component, which is quite exciting.
Yeah.
So that just progressed, you know, during those difficult periods. There were only three resorts that they were focusing on at the time. But yeah, since September, it's been busy, really busy. The guys have been flat out on, you know, on detailed design, trying to get the final building plans in and approved. It's been a tight timeline. You know, you're sort of looking to procurement, looking to go to tender. And those relationships have just really evolved with Club Med. So we've moved from a team that maybe sort of more on the commercial side and development side into like on the ground stuff, you know, interior design, construction management, procurement, etc.
And the renders that are now coming out are looking absolutely spectacular. I mean, obviously, it's a world-class brand. And I don't know if South Africans really appreciate the weight of the Club Med brand and how significant it is. I mean, something that was quite illuminating when Murray was doing his speech was, you know, he highlighted that not since Sun City, really? Has there been a development of this magnitude and significance in terms of what it's going to do for the local tourism picture and bringing a caliber of regular international visitor to our shores, and the knock-on effect, of course, on the value of property in this part of the world. And, with construction now scheduled to commence in February, sort of first quarter 2024, what are the major milestones and specific plans for the rollout of Club Med Tinley? And are there any kind of unique features or particular challenges anticipated during this new phase that we're entering now?
Yeah, Mike, to be honest with you, I think every day there's something new. And that's the one thing that's been exciting about this project. You think you've got a clear roadmap on what to do and what's happening the next day or the next week, but every day there's something special. So it's been good fun. It's been a privilege to be part of the project. But I think maybe two or three things that are really critical for us and maybe unique. One is timing. You know, we're heading towards a date of the 20th of June 2026, which sounds like it's miles away. But we started looking at detailed design, getting building plans in, tender, etc., and then construction. It's tight.
Yeah.
So every day is a day we can't lose. I think the other aspect which is quite significant is the training and recruitment. You know, when the Club Med Resort opens, you're looking at 550 permanent staff.
Wow.
Those 450 of them are employed locally. So it's quite a skill set across, you know, different disciplines and the like.
And obviously there's a certain standard and a caliber that Club Med expects and will be delivering on. So that training is going to be intensive.
It is intensive. I think the part that we underestimate is the indirect jobs that are created. You're looking at about 1,500 indirect jobs. So all the suppliers coming into the resort, the knock-on effects in terms of travel, excursions, and the like, you know, that's quite a big number that we haven't quite got our head around as yet.
Wow. I mean, so when you look at community engagement and the spillover of that, it's a massive sphere of impact, really. And I'd love to get into the figures as well and to kind of look at the mix of visitors. Am I correct in saying that they're targeting and anticipating about a 60% international flow of whether it's European or Asian even visitors and then the rest being predominantly domestic? But that's a significant steady stream of international feet that are going to be walking our shores, being exposed to what we have on offer here on the North Coast, possibly then even having an aha moment and looking at things like exchange rate, affordability of living, and thinking, might not be a bad idea to invest in some property in this part
exactly.
of the world.
Hey? Yeah, so it's interesting when you start looking at the numbers. I mean, the resort caters to about 1,080 commercial beds. So you're looking at 70% occupancy stabilized. So certain times of the year it's higher, certain times of the year it's lower. And of that, 70% is international. So that relates to around 35,000 guests per annum through the resort, of which 24,000 of those would be international. You break that down into bed nights, it's around 250,000 bed nights, €150 per person per night. You're looking at about 700 million rand per annum injection into the local economy.
That is serious.
And I don't think we realize how big that is.
Serious.
We always rave about, there's a development, it's going to be R1 billion. Well, that's R1 billion capex once off. This is 700 million per annum and growing, you know. So.
And an aspect that I think has been possibly underplayed, hasn't really been in the spotlight, but it was a big thing for me to take note of at the media event, was the fact that Club Med Tinley is going to be the main coastal resort, and it's Club Med's first official foray into South Africa. It's a really significant thing. But alongside this, there is a Big Five game reserve that's been developed inland that will have a direct link, a shuttle link to Club Med Tinley, and that's Club Med's first ever safari offering in the world. Okay?
100%. There's a bit of background there that not many people know, but Leo Stong, who, as you know, is the CEO of Club Med, his dad was the president of France, and they used to come to Africa back in the day. So his passion for wildlife has been there going back for 70-odd years.
Wow.
So they were determined that if we're going to do something in South Africa or in sub-Saharan Africa, there's got to be a game component. And I must be honest, I think that's what dragged us through COVID. They was like, I've got to do this. I've got to do Big Five experience out there. So, up north, Zululand, we got about 5,000 hectares there, expanding that up to about 24,000 hectares. It's a Big Five game product. You're looking at a lodge there of about 180 beds.
Sure.
That's quite big for a game lodge at the end of the day. And what's quite unique about that as well is it's kiddie-friendly. You know, a lot of game reserves, you're going to go on game drives. It's not that, friendly for kids. It's we're looking at a different offering there, which is quite unique as well. So and it is definitely the anchor.
And Club Med doesn't mess around when it comes to putting together family-friendly packages and creating incredible experiences. So the fact that we're going to have this ability to offer a kind of coastal luxury resort experience with a few nights away in the bush experiencing a big five thing back to the coast, it's going to be, I think, a jewel in the Club Med crown. And from your perspective, the Collins Residential team, obviously you guys have done incredible amounts of research, legwork. You're working hand-in-hand with Club Med and their whole team on insights and measuring impact. What do you project the impact? Can you even quantify the impact that Club Med is going to have on the region at this stage? It just seems like it's so massive, so exciting.
I think the short answer is no. Really, you know, we talk about these figures and the jobs and, you know, the supply chains and ugly soot that comes out as a non-profit organization, developing that supply chain, working with the communities, etc. And we bandy around these numbers. And, it sounds very exciting. But what does it actually mean? I don't know. I think it's going to be, it's big.
It looks like it's, every time I talk to someone who's involved, it just seems like it's getting bigger and more exciting. And the picture gets clearer and clearer as we get closer, obviously, to the doors opening. But I think it's going to shoot the lights out, really, and exceed all current expectations. And, I know there's been studies done when Club Med moves into a new market and opens its doors, how the associated industries and tourism and property development all benefit, and this kind of rising tide that lifts all boats. I think we're going to see this halo effect, and it's going to be shining brightly on the KZN North Coast, positioning us really pretty for the decades to come. And what a coup for Collins Residential to be right there in the driving seat, hey?
We're very excited, and we're incredibly privileged to be part of this journey. I think something that has always excited us about Club Med is they're pioneers. So if you look at where Club Med has gone anywhere in the world, when they went to Cancun, for example, the first resort there, other resorts tended to follow.
And what a destination Cancun has become.
Exactly. And we've been told that's going to happen with Club Med. Oh, we think so. Sounds like it could be. But sure, we've actually started engaging with some other operators now that have shown interest. They're saying if Club Med's coming, we're coming as well. So hopefully more resorts to follow after Club Med.
That is incredible. And if you are listening to this, if you're getting as excited as I am, and if you're looking to find out more about what's in the works with Club Med Tinley and the other associated developments that Collins Residential has got in the works that are all going to be benefiting from the big bright light that Club Med Tinley will be shining, you should pop down to the Lifestyle Center and check out the new pop-up pod, the North Coast Property Pod, that has opened its doors just the other day from around, where's your favorite, Chateau Gâteau. Get yourself a croissant, keep it French because we're talking Club Med, and browse what's on offer at the Collins Residential North Coast Property Pod. A whole host of information there, brochures, and some great knowledgeable people on hand. Would you recommend that as a great port of call, Trini?
Oui, merci.
There you go. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And my special guest, Trini Tilbrook, Development Manager, Collins Residential. Wishing you a fantastic festive season, Trini, and looking forward to touching base again, maybe for an update in the new year. What do you say?
Sounds great, Mike. Thanks. Sure, I look forward to seeing you in the Berg somewhere.
Yeah. You heard it on Radio Life and Style. And keeping it kind of French. Here's something to set the scene for Club Med.